Hello, everybody. Today we're going to discuss some more words from our Sidris and look at more Pesukim that delineate the need to take care of our body and the Torah prohibition. If we don't, but first says we owe an accounting to Hashem for even the least deprivation of your strength. Every damage to your body, be it the most minor, is partial murder. Therefore, you must be more circumspect in avoiding danger to life and limb than in avoidance of other offenses. And Maharal Prague says, he who endangers himself is as if he rejects both the Creator and his wishes, and neither wants to serve him nor receive his reward. Next subsection, the Torah Guide to Preventive Medicine. It says in Shemos, and so Shuv Hashem, and I in turn will remove illness from you. Saying that the reward for observing the Torah, it would appear, is very much in this world, and it's clearly measurable. The principle that adherence to the Torah has a very tangible reward. That physical well-being is further underscored by two verses in Tanakh that say, the underline is Koheles, express his thought, Shomer Mitzvah Le Yadei Devara, he observes the commandments shall not experience any harm. An even more specific verse in Mishlei says, Shomer Mitzvah Shomer Nafsho, he who observes the commandments protects his body. And the Makabra says, these are not vague statements. They are explicit promises of good health and well-being to those who observe the Torah. So if there are tzaddikim that are spared illness and disease based on the fulfillment of Mishlei, the fear of Hashem adds years to his lives. But most of us are not on that level. Please speak for myself. So accordingly, people must take proactive, again, very big idea, the Makaber, proactive measures to assure fitness and good health. Two passages in Torah make this clear. It says, I'll just read the English, only take heed to yourself and take very good care of your body. And shall take very good care of yourselves, of your bodies. And it says the text of these verses are there to remind us not to forget Hashem. But the sages tell us further, the sages also set a specific directive to take care of the body, protect it from all harm, allowing oneself to be in danger or insufficiently caring for one's body. Listen to this, everyone. Therefore, what constitutes an Isser de Oraisa? It's a Torah prohibition not to take care of our bodies. Again, it's a Torah prohibition not to take care of our body. Chazal castigate anyone who fails to properly take care of himself and consequently shortens his or her lifespan. When he ascends to heaven, he will be severely judged by the court on high for not observing all the essential mitzvahs he failed to perform, such as Shabbos, Kashrus, Tefillin, during all the years he cut from his life by not properly caring for his health. So he's saying they're not going to be judged based on the mitzvahs he did. But if you didn't take care of your body, the mitzvahs you were not able to do because you were not alive, you will also be put on trial for. Have a great day.